Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, as always, and I'm joined today with my co-host, Bill. How's it going, Bill? How's your weekend so far?
It's been good.
Labor Day weekend, busy with fantasy drafts and all the other oddball things.
To the wee hours of the night last night.
Oh, my God. The auction league that we were in yesterday was just ridiculous. Like, start at what, seven. Finish at
about 11?
11.
11.
By the time everyone spent all their money. I mean, yeah, it's a 14 man league, but hurry the hell up, guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, for here, you know, we're just busy all day. The wife comes up with new creative things of, you know, we just got a house and she's remodeling the whole kitchen or the bathroom already. So we've been busy with that. Actually, she's been busy with that. I've just been watching our one-year-old play around. But nonetheless, we're here for you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Bill, I know it's been a couple weeks since we try to match our schedules. Mm-hmm. I was in Alaska all last week. You know, it's such a beautiful sight. I don't know if you've seen the video last week.
I saw
outside, some mountains, golfing in the back. It's gorgeous. But hey, you know what? It's September. You know what that means?
Football time.
There we are. Football. I could smell in there. You know, maybe it's just because I mowed the grass this morning, but hell, it is football season. We are here. It's football this week. It starts on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, and Monday.
And Monday. Like, NFL doesn't have more.
Exactly. I mean, NCAA just gave us, you know, college football gave us Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, today, I think there's a game. We are recording on Monday as of today. But yeah, thanks for tuning in to today's show. We are going to try to be bold, doing some bold predictions, like I've promised you in the last couple weeks. And we're just going to keep on rolling with the flow and see what else happens. And with that, let's get fantasy. We're going to start with big news. I mean, I don't think we could go any podcast without mentioning last week's dynamic trade, Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers. How did you feel about this?
I was absolutely shocked. I thought it was a fake news thing that came through. Like, I didn't see it coming. I didn't think there was any possible way.
No, definitely not. I mean, you and I growing up in Wisconsin, we know Packer football, Badger football. We don't make moves like this. Like, when we do, it was to acquire Reggie White when he was in his prime, 30 years old. He was 30 years old in his prime. Like, this guy is, what, 26? And he's just entering his prime, like, every year in the league, 4 years straight, over 12 sacks, I do believe. It's a huge, I'd say, boost for the Green Bay team, because look at the division that they're facing, the Lions, the Vikings, the Bears. What, they all have good offenses. How do you stop a good offense? Because you have crappy corners. You got to get a pass rush. Like, I mean, even it's just amazing. I'm just surprised it got pulled off. Mm. I mean, I know this isn't really fantasy relevance, but it actually kind of helps.
It'll help the offense,
but it'll also help the Cowboys offense, I think, because they're going to be down and they're going to have to pass. The only downfall I feel that this trade does is Dak Prescott, by the end of the season, is he going to be still starting games, or is Jerry Jones going to lose his mind and still play Joe Milton because he doesn't know why or how he even got him for a fourth, fifth, sixth round pick?
Kerry thinks he's going to get two all pros at the end of the first round draft picks.
Well, we all know Packers usually don't hit on first rounders typically. I mean, I'd say it's like a 40% or 20% chance. But hey, this year, Matthew Golden, you know, show us wrong, prove us wrong. And then last week, you know, it was the end of, you know, the preseason. So that means all the cuts. Which ones did you see that were like questioning or you liked or you seen where they went kind of thing?
I was just kind of shocked that the Browns could trade Kenny Pickett for a draft pick, but the Giants couldn't trade DeVito for a draft pick. And I think DeVito is better than Kenny Pickett.
I mean,
New England is kind of like, oh, we'll take him as our backup.
Yeah, I mean, why would you not? I mean, he proved that he's capable backup starting material.
He's won NFL games.
Yeah, I mean, Kenny Pickett, he is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He didn't play, but, I mean, he is on a team that won Super Bowl last year.
And even just to go off that whole dynamic in Cleveland with the quarterbacks, I just don't get anything that's going on. Like, if you can't go to the Super Bowl, really, and you're not going to go to the playoffs, why are you starting a 40-year-old quarterback that's not going to help your franchise anywhere in the near future? I would have just got rid of Flacco, kept the three young guys, and just let them play a couple of games each, figure out what one's better, and take it from there.
Yeah, I totally agree. The only downfall with that is for some reason the Browns prove us wrong year in, year out. Mm-hmm. Like, their defense is what holds them together. You know, defense wins championships. Unfortunately, it won't give them far, but you know, with Myles Garrett always going to be dominant, he's probably the best defensive player in all of football, in my opinion.
Joe Flacco wins you some games. That all it's going to do is hurt your draft position next year. And what are they going to do? Draft another quarterback next year? Like,
there's quite a few quarterbacks coming out, how it sounds like. Just don't go for Archie Manning after the way he played.
He had a rough week one.
Yeah, it was not, it's not pretty. You know, he didn't get anything going until the final quarter of the game. And I didn't watch much because I was working. And I was just box score watching and didn't look pretty when you're only having 130 yards or whatever he had.
He did lose his two top wideouts on the draft.
Well, yeah.
We'll see how it progresses through the season.
You know, for me, one of the guys that, I mean, I guess I'll go is Deontay Johnson. If we're talking about, I was kind of surprised, like, how did he not make the 50-man roster or 53-man roster when everything you see on Twitter X from the Browns is he's making plays, he's doing this right, and you're talking him up, and then you cut him for Jamari Thrash or Isaiah Bond that you signed a week before the preseason was over and he hasn't even been in football? I know he got his whole case thrown out, but nonetheless, like, this guy didn't have anything. Like, you could have probably waited and got him for your practice squad and see how it goes. But I was kind of surprised by that. Another one, I guess, unless you have something to chime in on Deontay Johnson.
I saw that Carolina kept four tight ends on their roster, which I'm like, why do you need four tight ends? Like, you know who your top two are. After that, you need another two? And then they cut Hunt Renfrow because of that, and then they brought him back.
With Coker going on the IR. But
I'm assuming Coker comes back and one of those tight ends eventually get cut.
I could see that happening. I'm kind of surprised that Sanders is playing behind Tremble right now. I don't
get that either.
I've heard he's been monster and playmaking abilities lately or in camp and everything like that, but yeah, I don't know. Another one for me though was Theo Weiss for the Miami Dolphins. In the first two preseason games, he led the NFL with the most targets, where he had 3 in the first one and 9 in the second. That second game, he had 6 catches, 80 yards, 2 touchdowns, And then in his last game, he had 3 catches, 19 yards. But he had 15 total targets, caught 10 of them for 104 and 2 touchdowns. I mean, yeah, he's on the practice squad now, but just seeing like that type of production, I think I would want something like that for maybe a wide receiver 3, 4, you know. He probably won't be over Malik Washington, but nonetheless, I was just surprised by how much he was getting targeted and had all the volume. I mean, yeah, I understand he played a lot more than typical players, but it's just, I don't know. Some of those guys are question marks.
Another one for me was the Saints cut Akers and Hilaire, but they kept Miller, who's always been hurt, Kamara, who's had some injuries, and then Devin Neal. I'm like, yes. I thought they would have kept one veteran, because it sounded like they liked Hilaire last year, like they really liked him. And then this year, it sounded like he was doing well, and then it's like, oh, no, we're just going to cut both of you.
Yeah. I feel like Cam Akers was kind of a late add in the season, too. But at the same time, I thought
they kept a veteran.
Yep. I mean, I guess you do in Kamara, but then Miller is kind of a veteran if you want a guy that holds a clipboard because he's always hurt. But that type of stuff that you're going to see.
I mean, he's got to be on his last leg, like
literally. And another one. How about Donovan Edwards?
Yeah,
cover of NCAA, going undrafted, released by the Jets. Now he's on the Commanders practice squad, which there's room for him to join that team.
He's got an opportunity there.
Exactly. Like, I'm happy for him to be on the Commanders. I was just kind of surprised by not having the fourth guy in Jets uniform.
I mean, in a normal draft, he would have got drafted in a normal draft. But there were so many running backs, he just didn't. I'm like, he's a decent back. Yep, I didn't think he was going to get cut, but.
Yeah, and then everyone's favorite rookie that they want to draft, Xavier Restrepo. People are drafting him in redraft or rookie drafts in the third round for what? For a guy that was undrafted and he's back with his college teammate? He wasn't going to do anything.
He got drafted last night in our league, another league. God.
He did?
Yeah, in the last round.
Oh, my God. I can't. Why? I have no idea. This is why I don't understand. Pay attention to us, right?
Yeah.
Fantasy End Zone. A couple other guys. Audric Estime.
He's on my list. I was a little shocked.
I mean, you got any others you want to talk about too?
I was a little shocked Nick Nash didn't make it because it sounded like he was having a good camp. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, he's cut.
Yeah. In preseason, like I brought him up, I think last week that I didn't see him on the list. Assuming that he's going to make the team. And then he was a late add or late cut on the list. I was just like, why this guy?
I'm pretty sure they were able to stash him. Practice squad.
I think he is on the practice squad. Let me just pull it up.
He's got to be somewhere. He's too talented not to be on somebody's. I mean,
we looked at, college football numbers, and he actually looked really well overall. And it looks like he is remaining in Atlanta on the practice squad. I would not be surprised if he makes the team by week 5, 6, especially with who knows what's going on with Darnell Mooney. And like I said, this guy had like 16, 17 touchdowns in college in one season. Another one, I guess, for me was Kendrick Bourne. I mean, he didn't play or anything, but hey, he's on the, he's back with, the 49ers, and could this mean the last that we've seen of Juwan Jennings? I mean, there's so many reports that his calf injury is related to not getting the extension that he wants. I don't know. It could be it. I'm scared of it because I drafted him in one of my leagues. And
I mean, Bourne's not flashy, but he's consistent. He gets the job done. He's a good 3-4 to have on your team.
Yep, definitely. And then the last one for me is a guy that made the team, our guy, Trey Lance. Give him a shot if something happens to Justin Herbert as a quarterback too.
He had a decent preseason.
No, he, I mean, you look at the Hall of Fame game, he just balled out. He, you know, we see all these, you and I have talked many, many times. This guy right here, Zach Wilson. I mean, he's got so many damn chances, and he's still in the, you know, getting backup roles, but don't know why I have that still. But anyways.
It looks good.
It looks good. But with that, we'll move on, but let's hear a word from the Podfather.
Earlier this year, I tore my rotator cuff, had surgery, it was a mess. They said, oh, it's going to be a year of rehab. And I said, okay. I found an app, Fitbod, which lets me plan my workouts, keep the strength of my lower body, but work on strength and conditioning and flexibility of my shoulder. And man, I so wish I had found it earlier. It plans your workouts every day, how many reps, what time of day, even gives you indicators of where your recovery of your muscles is at throughout the week. It has been an invaluable tool. It's something I credit with my recovery. Working out had always been a mystery to me before. Now with Fitbod, that mystery has been solved. Go to fitbod.me, fitbod.me, and use code PLAYER. Use code PLAYER to get 25% off. That is fitbod.me. FITBOD.ME/player to get your body to where you want it to be.
Hey, that could come in handy. I mean, you've been hitting the gym hard. I mean, I've noticed you at the gym and outside. You've been dropping it and keep it up. I got to get my butt in gear and kind of actually just go to the gym. It's so hard, but
it is hard.
Just always got to make time for ourselves. But let's get bold, huh? Let's get bold. I'll let you start it off with your first bold statement, though.
Bold statement. Where do I, like, what do you want to go, like, best whatever? Or?
I mean, just go ahead with whatever you want to do, I guess. Like, what's a bold statement you're wanting to say? You know, I know you texted me a list before of what you're thinking.
See here.
You just start in. We'll just go from there, you know. Let's just have fun with this.
Baker Mayfield will be MVP.
Okay.
That's my big, bold statement.
Anything you want to add on that? Like, why?
He's got all the weapons in the world on that offense. Granted, he's got injuries right now, but, I mean, he's got, once Godwin comes back, 3 stud wideouts. He's got Kate Otten. He's got 2-3 stud running backs. Like, he plays in a warm weather, so he's going to be slinging it. He doesn't have to worry about cold weather, really. Like, and his division isn't like, oh my God, they're just a beast. Like, he's going to put up a lot of points.
He faces the Saints twice. Those are going to be 40-point games for...
Exactly. He's going to have the stats.
You know, Atlanta and Panthers. Those are like 35-point games, and that's 6 of them.
So I think they're going to be like a running gun, like high-scoring offense this year.
Yes.
Plus, he runs the ball more. Everyone kind of forgets that. His rushing has steadily gone up every year.
Yeah, and then, you know, his offensive line got better. His wide receivers improved. Did he lose an offense coordinator? Sure, but who doesn't nowadays with a good coaching?
I don't think that's going to bother them.
I mean, it's definitely can't bother Baker. I mean, he's had a new OC every single year in the league, you know? So I don't think he's going to be bothered. I do love the pick. I mean, I just stuck with my MVP going to be Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Last year, his stats, 4,900 passing yards, 200 rushing, 43 passing touchdowns, and 2 rushing with only 9 interceptions. He would have probably won the MVP last year had his team actually played worth a damn and made it to the playoffs. This year, I have him projected to make the playoffs. So he's going to win MVP because their team, the defense did not get better.
They're going to have to score 30-plus a game.
And especially in that division, you know, when you play Baltimore, you're going to have to put up 30 if you're going to beat them. So what does that mean? A lot of passing, a lot of dink and dunks to Chase Brown and your boy, you know, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, everything like that. Then you also got, what else is in that division? Steelers. The Browns, you don't really have to worry about too much, but they are good on the defensive end. So I can see them or see him being the MVP for myself.
I can see that.
How about another bold statement for you?
The Panthers will be above 500.
The Panthers will be above 500.
They'll either be 9-8 or 8-9. They'll make another step up in improvement.
You think Bryce Young is going to take that leap forward again?
I think he's going to take another step forward now that he has Ted.
Yep. And I mean, they got rid of, was it Thielen? But he's just that leader in the locker room type guy, which I think Andy Dalton can easily help step in and continue to, you know, increase Young's playing abilities just like he did last year. But I do like that. For me, I'm going to still say New England Patriots make the playoffs.
Ooh.
You know, I just think there's so much promise between on this team. Like, it's a nice young team. Mm-hmm. The defense, it's got to get right. The offense line got a hell of a lot better because that was one of the biggest concerns. They drafted Will Campbell, and Baker or Drake May is going to take another leap forward in this Josh McDaniels offense. You have Henderson, you got star-studded receiver Diggs. Yeah, people might say he's washed up, but when he got hurt, he was a top 10 wide receiver in fantasy last year before he got hurt. And it sounds like he's running around with no issues for his knees. Just stay the hell off the boats, and Diggs is going to go. And you know how Coach Mike Vrabel loves to like be focused on defense. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they're going to get the defense right. Plus, you got Gonzalez is one of the best, you know, corners in the league. I just feel like they can make the playoffs.
And Demario Douglas?
Yep.
He quietly had a very nice year last year. Just kind of went under the radar. He had, what, almost 70 catches, like 65, 70?
Yep. Him and Kayshon Boutte were dominating the leagues at the end of the season.
I mean, if he has one more catch a game, you're talking a guy that's going to have 80-plus catches.
Yeah, and, you know, in redrafts, let's see, where is he going to go right now in drafts? I don't feel like it's high at all.
If not even drafted, maybe. And he's probably the clear number two at this point.
Well, you know, Jalen Polk, freaking dud. 1301. Yeah, it's 1301. I mean, you got obviously Diggs. You might have Kyle Williams up there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what.
I think Williams is number three currently.
Currently.
And then, you know, you still got Boutte, but Demario Douglas could be a good steal toward the end of a lot of drafts. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's hear another bold statement from you.
Oh, gosh. I'm sticking with Josh Allen's not going to be as good as everyone thinks he's going to be. I'm sticking with that one.
No? Okay.
Sticking with it. I just don't know who he's throwing to. I don't get it.
I mean, Joshua Palmer, come on.
Does that wide receiving core really shake fear in the hearts of any defense going into it? Like Keon Coleman and Shakir and Dalton Kincaid?
Yeah, I don't know anymore with him. He's going to be good, I think, for fantasy.
Because he runs.
Yep, that's the only reason. In real NFL, he should never won the MVP last year. I'll just be honest. There's no way. Aaron Rodgers' numbers were just pretty comparable to Josh Allen's, and we sit there and say he sucks. like Aaron Rodgers is trash. And they actually had pretty identical passing numbers. Yeah, the rushing upside for Allen and the team did way better. But when you compare, you know, stat-wise, Joe Burrow should have easily been the MVP. Yeah. And Lamar should have won back-to-back years if you're going based on this year. But, yeah.
I just, like, you see every stud quarterback in the league, they have a stud wide receiver to go with them. I'm like, I don't know who's in Buffalo that you're like, oh, God.
Keon Coleman, maybe he steps up again this year, or hopefully this year. I know he had battled a wrist injury, but he's going to have to because Shakir, who knows with his ankle sprain, it could be a long process to come back from.
Now, it'll be interesting to watch, see what happens with that team. That could be the surprise team that just has a bad year. Because, I mean, Cook hasn't even been in camp.
Yep. Hey, Patriots win the division?
And then they got to play Baltimore week one?
Yeah. But, you know, they'll make it happen somehow, some way. Just miss a kick to go to the
Super Bowl. Chiefs magic.
For one of mine is Caleb Williams is going to finish as a top five quarterback this season. I know.
That is bold.
Bill, I know you and I mentioned it about a month ago. Jared Goff's numbers before Ben Johnson was in Detroit. 3,200 yards, 19 touchdowns. Not great numbers. Input Ben Johnson as the OC. Those numbers rose to 4,429 touchdowns. That's a major improvement.
Yeah.
He already had the offense line originally there when he was up or when he was there. Caleb Williams did not at all. And his rookie year was 3,520 yards. He also added 483 yards on the ground. Now, with a new offense minded coach, Ben Johnson, I think Williams will get into the top seven at least, but I'm being bold. He's a top five quarterback this season, and he's going to prove why he was number one overall draft pick. It sucks saying because of a Packer fan, but we're going to see it, and he's going to be the Bears' first 4,000-yard passing.
I'll give you that one.
I have 30-plus touchdowns this year passing. His offense line got 10 times better. Realistically, first thing Ben Johnson did, improve the offense line because it sucked. It sucked.
It was bad.
Your first two draft picks, what do? You get another tight end. I don't know why, but you get another tight end, and then you get another playmaker in Luther Burden that is now wide receiver four on the depth chart currently behind Zacchaeus. But nonetheless, he's still going 10th round at 10:06 in the middle of it. 14th quarterback off the board. He's going to kill his ADP this year. And I'm saying he's going to finish top five. And, you know, I'll even put Drake May in the top seven as well. I think both those guys, second year leaps is going to happen. Jaden Daniels is going to step below. You know what? Caleb Williams and Drake May is going to finish higher than Jaden Daniels this year in fantasy. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that's going to happen. You know, you got to be bold somehow, right? Be bold, that's Cotton. Bold. You got any more bold predictions?
God, let's see here. I think Sanat eventually becomes the tight end one in Washington about midseason.
You think so?
I think.
Is it going to be the same thing as the Trey McBride situation, you know, a year and a half, and then an injury occurs to?
I like Ertz, but he's getting up there. And they didn't use all that draft capital on Sanat to not
eventually plug him in. He was a second rounder, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was high.
He was a second rounder. The only downfall I seen that he played like the whole game. The third preseason, maybe that was just to get a longer look at him because, you know, when you're in season, you're only focused on the starters right then and there. But Maybe that's why. It's hard to say. But yeah, I could see that happening. I'm going for my other bold statement. Braylon Allen outscores Breece Hall in fantasy. Yes, I understand Breece Hall is the leader on the team, but he's not the coach or this coaching regime's handpick. Neither is Allen, but they're talking about Allen way more than Breece Hall, talking him up, and they're talking about doing a running back by committee. I think Allen is going to be that David Montgomery type role. Plus, he could catch the ball out of the backfield. And I'm also going to double dip on this bold statement and say that Breece Hall is traded to the Washington Commanders. I think he's getting traded to the Commanders. So all the Jacory Kroski Merritt believers, that's going to crush your dreams. I'm sorry. Yeah. Breece Hall is going to get traded there to the Commanders as well by the end of the season.
Which makes letting Donovan Edwards go even more perplexing.
I mean, hell, he's back to the Commanders. Maybe he could give Breece Hall some tips like, hey, you know, this place is great to work with.
I just don't think the Jets are all in on Breece Hall. So I could definitely see him getting traded for some picks midseason when they realize they're not going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere. Braylon Allen is 21 years old.
He's going good
into his second year. Second year, 21 years old. Like, that's just unbelievable. They're not wanting to pay Breece Hall money.
No.
Like, it's just not going to happen. He's not going to get the millions and millions of dollars that he's wanting. So why not just trade him for, you know, fifth round pick or whatever, which probably is what you're going to fetch because you're not going to give him the big new contract. But I just think Braylon Allen's going to get way more opportunities than Breece Hall, making it, why would you not think Allen gets a higher production than Breece Hall? Yeah. You have any other bold predictions?
No.
Throw out there?
Probably have some after week one, see how some things shake out, what teams are really going to do.
Okay. Which one? Oh, one of my last ones.
All right.
Riley Leonard for the Colts will appear in more games than Anthony Richardson. Yes, I'm just saying he's going to appear in more games. They don't care if he gets hurt. They care if Anthony Richardson gets hurt because Richardson doesn't know what he's doing half the time. But I think if they're going to do some wildcat formation, why would you not put Leonard in over Richardson? Because Richardson's going to get hurt. And at the end of the day, they're only going to showcase him to trade him.
Or he might get tired and just need to come out for a while.
Exactly. I mean, all I need is Riley Leonard to come in a few times a game and he's going to, or a game, you know, one time a game, and he's even out with how many times he appears in the game. But that's what I feel will happen in Indianapolis as well. All right.
That's another team where if it goes south, don't be surprised if Jonathan Taylor goes somewhere.
That's another guy I was thinking of is going to the Commanders or going to the Bears. Those are the two teams I can see.
Don't tell me that.
I feel like those are the two teams that are probably most wanting a, you know, player or a running back, and I could definitely see those guys going there.
Like, I could see the Colts just bailing on him. Like, we need to suck to get the number one pick. Let's get rid of Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, we need a suck, and we can maybe draft Archie Manning, and hopefully he breaks his uncle's record for most interceptions as a rookie.
Heck, they would draft him for the merchandising money. God.
Well, I'm sorry, Archie Manning, you're going to your grandpa's team because that team's going to be way worse in the Saints.
You know the NFL would love that.
Oh, it'd be a media central, like, just, yeah, high-powered. They're going to be like, week one, your Monday night football game, because we need the brightest lights on the stage.
Yeah, Peyton there, Eli there, like, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so those are bold statements. Now let's get into our yearly awards. We already talked about our MVP. Let's talk about our quarterback one. Who is your guy this year for fantasy football?
I still think it's, if I'm going Mayfield MVP, I'm going to go Mayfield QB1. That would only make sense.
Right. For me, I did say Joe Burrow. I'm going to switch my quarterback one to Dak Prescott, though.
Okay.
I'm very high on him. It's an odd year. What does that mean? He's going to be a stellar perform. It's been a couple, or it's been almost a whole year since his recovery from his injury. And he got a new weapon, George Pickens. And was Pickens really good at throwing or going down and get the deep ball? Well, the Cowboys just traded away their best defensive player. Actually, maybe their best player besides CeeDee Lamb. So what does that mean? They're going to be in catch-up mode like we were talking about. And he's just going to have to throw all damn day because they cannot run. Their offense line is mix and match. The, you know, Javonte Williams, I think, won the starter.
I'm assuming he's the starter.
I think I just seen that he's now the RB1, and then it was Miles Sanders and Jadon Blue. But nonetheless, like, you know, Williams did have 70 targets last year as a running back, and he was fifth overall in targets from a running back position. So, you know, those dink and dunks can happen for Dak Prescott as well with this offense of line being crappy. Defense is going to struggle this year of stopping anyone. So you're going to have to play catch up. The only thing that I can see, again, Joe Milton is maybe getting in at the end of the season, but I'm sticking with Dak Prescott for myself.
Okay.
Who's your RB1 for running backs?
It's kind of easy. I think it's Bijan just because the offense is so much more improved. He's going to get the touchdowns this year, I think, finally.
Yep. I agreed. My RB1 is Bijan. I've took him in second overall in a couple leagues, third overall if he slides to me, but overall, I think that's a great bet to have. I think he's going to take another leap forward. They're probably going to get more passing, and when Michael Penix as a quarterback, if you've seen we have a small sample, what he did at the end of the season, he dominated. And if you had him, like, you're happy as all can be.
Which means they can't really stack the box anymore. Like, they're gonna have to drop some guys back now.
Exactly. Like, Drake London is going to be a stud this year.
God, he absolutely loved throwing to him last year. Like, it was like double-digit targets every single game.
I think he's going to just be a massive winner with Michael Penix starting. And also, we don't know what's going to happen with Darnell Mooney right now with his injury. So this could be a couple more short throws over the middle for both, you know, Robinson and Pitt. I mean, I guess Pitts will probably benefit as well, but who knows? I think he could be traded by that.
Even liking Bijan, I still like Algier as a backup on your team. Like, he's still going to get work.
Yep. Absolutely. What about your what's that?
Simon's looking for a late stash. He's always a nice guy to have on your bench.
Him, even Will Shipley, I'm very high on him late in draft.
He could be a league winner if something ever happens to Barkley.
To Barkley, absolutely. Your wide receiver one.
It's got to be Chase. I don't know how it's not. Like, as much as I like Drake London for all the reasons we just gave, I still don't know how you go above Chase. I just don't. He's just a beast.
Yeah. Every which way, he's just dominant over and over.
He's in his own tier at this point.
I mean, hell, the first preseason game, he had, what, 4 catches, 77 yards, and a touchdown. Boom. Oh, that's a nice two drives that he got 77 yards or whatever it was, and the guy is just a baller. For me, it's CeeDee Lamb. I mean, if I'm going to do it with Dak, I'm going to do it with CeeDee because he's going to get a whole bunch of targets. I mean, I think he's going to lead the league in targets probably this year just because
it's going to get a lot.
Playing from behind and to win, you're going to throw it to your best player. I just think that's going to happen for him. And last but not least, let's do tight end.
I don't know how you don't say Bowers. I'm like, he's their tight end, but he's still their number one wideout, basically. Like I just don't know who else they're gonna throw to.
So I agree, because especially, I mean, I didn't agree, sorry. But with you, Jacoby Myers wants to be traded.
I don't know what's going on with that.
It's a contract dispute. He just seen that Terry McLaurin get $32 million a year. Don't understand that, but whatever. But he's seen he just got that because he's on his last year of 11 or like 3 years, $33 million. So he's only making $11 million this coming season. Mm-hmm. He wants to make big money too. I don't blame him, but
no,
you're not going to do it when they just signed Amari Cooper. They can't catch anything. You know, that guy, something else.
He's about done, I think.
Absolutely. For me, I have Trey McBride. I think it comes down to the same thing as you. Where's these targets going to go to? Yeah, you got Marvin Harrison Jr.
But after that,
who the hell do you have? Yeah. Zay Jones? Good golly. Zay Jones, I can't believe, was playing in front of Michael Wilson. But nonetheless, I think if you're going to have to play, you're going to throw it to Trey McBride. You're going to score a lot more touchdowns with Trey McBride compared to last year. I think he only had one catching touchdown, I think, last year.
Yeah, he did not.
Rushing and one fumble recovery for a touchdown. He did not have that much for passing.
I mean, really, for tight ends, it's Bowers, McBride, Kittle. And then after that, it's a major drop-off.
Tyler Warren.
We'll see what...
Daniel's playing. I think Tyler Warren's going to be a top five tight end this year.
Yeah. I can't. I don't know. Indy's going to be a tough read.
I mean, they got to show him out, I guess. Who's your rookie of the year for NFL?
Okay. This is a homer pick. I'm going to go Matthew Golden. That would not have been my pick about 3-4 weeks ago.
Well, but with.
It seems like Love really likes him. There's no injuries on that wide receiving core. And he's going to, I think, make a lot of big, deep catches this year, which is going to help separate him from everyone else.
Yep. All right.
And now with that defense, now you're talking like a Super Bowl caliber team and a rookie on there. Like, he might not have the best stats, but of all the rookies, but he might be rookie of the year.
Yeah, I did have him listed by have or, but Matthew Golden, I mean, hell, you see all the camp reports and the videos, him just burning people left and right. Yeah. When he had it's the joint insane. Practice with Seattle, I think it was, that dude was 5 yards behind him. And now that Jaden Reed with that Jones fracture with his foot or his in his foot. How long is he going? He's not going to be healthy week one. There's no way. So he's going to be on a limited snap count like he is always. Matthew Golden's their only number one. Romeo Doubs is one hit away from not knowing who he is again.
And Love Devontae loves him very deep.
Wicks, I don't know anymore about him. He can't catch
to hold on to it.
Yeah. But for me, I'm saying Travion Henderson. I guess saying that I think him and Omarion Hampton are going to finish both ahead of Ash and Jainty overall in fantasy, I'm going to say Travion Henderson is going to be your rookie of the year.
Yeah.
I don't have to really talk much because I've always talked the last 6 weeks about Travion and his ADP just – I think he's now in like the third, fourth round currently going off the boards. It's in a couple, 6 weeks ago, if you did drafts, I think he was going in off sixth, fifth round.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Steals. Who is your Super Bowl pick?
Okay. I'm going to go Green Bay, Kansas City. But I'll take a little step further. In my NFC Championship, I have Green Bay and Tampa. But I have them playing in Green Bay. And I don't think Tampa will do well there. And then AFC, I have KFC in Baltimore. Or KFC, yeah. KC and Baltimore. We'll call KFC. Who cares?
Yeah. Who's winning?
I have Green Bay because that's Homer the Homer pick in me. I can't help it.
Yeah. Super Bowl one rematch. Taylor Swift probably performing at halftime.
Kelsey's going to retire.
Yeah, well, he ain't going to retire if he doesn't get that Super Bowl ring. Yeah. I have Eagles over Ravens.
Ooh, Eagles.
I just think Eagles defense just keeps always dominating when you need them to dominate. And I think Jalen Hurts is going to be a stud again this year. I don't think Saquon Barkley is going to be over 1,400 yards rushing this year. I don't think he's going to be that high because they've seen what he could do. They want to win the Super Bowl again, and I have them over the Ravens.
Okay.
But before we get into our last segment, let's hear another word from the Podfather quick.
Pour one out for an incredible best ball season. It was a breakout 2025 for Fast Draft, but now the NFL action has started. That means it's DFS season. That's right. You might think, oh, wow, DFS, I can't win DFS. Oh, but you can on Fast Draft. You just pick any six guys and you put them in a handful of booster spots. There's no salary rubric you have to follow. You're not going up against thousands of killer bots in these tournaments. Oh, no, 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 no. These are regular people grabbing their six favorite plays of the week, and that's all you have to do. And we post the ownership so that you can choose how much chalk you want. There is no drafting. It's called the Quick Six Super Slam. The Quick Six Super Slam is the signature DFS contest at Fast Draft. It is changing DFS. We are making DFS great again. So go to fastdraft.app and use your host promo code for a $50 deposit match. And let's go start drafting faster.
Yes, go ahead and use our promo code Lewis, LEWIS, for dollar match up to $50 on Fast Draft. You know, he mentioned the quick six on Fast Draft. Let's do one together. You pick three and I pick three, and we'll do it together. Like it was saying, you pick any guy that you want, and it's only for this week. Who are you wanting at the two multiplier?
Chase.
Okay, that's what I've assumed. For me, I'm going to do the next one. I do like Drake London at Tampa Bay because I think it's just going to be a high-scoring game.
That was the next on my list.
I think he's just going to be amazing this whole year. I'm contemplating. I'm in a dynasty league. Who would you rather have, Drake London or Puka Nacua? Because I know both of those guys are your guys.
I hate to say it, Drake London. And I'm a big Puka guy. I've been since day one. But
yes, you were. I mean, I also have Michael Penix as a third string quarterback, so it kind of makes more sense. I'm kind of thinking about throwing that trade back out there. Who's your number two guy?
Ooh. Well, we're going London too?
Yep, we're going London at number two.
It almost makes sense if we're going to go high scoring and run it back with Evans.
Evans? Okay. You want Malik or Mike Evans?
Mike Evans. I mean, if it's high scoring and it's just Mike Evans and Mbuka, or if I can't ever pronounce the guy's name, sorry.
Emeka Ibuka.
If those are the only two wideouts.
Yep. The next guy that I'm going to pick, I think it's going to be a statement. It's going to be Trey McBride. New Orleans. New Orleans is going to show that they are a terrible team, and it's going to be proven with Trey McBride running and catching all over.
New Orleans might be the most brutal team to watch this year.
That's one game you don't want to watch.
Be like every week's a double-digit spread with them.
If we could put defenses in this, I'm sure I'd 100%.
They could be another team mid-season's like, you know what, just trade Kamara.
Yeah, that's true. You're not wrong. And he could have a lot of suitors out there for him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who's your last guy?
I'm going to go Nico.
All right, against LA Rams. That's another
that could game. Be another back and forth game.
Yeah, that's so true. With that, do we just focus on the couple games on those? But I am going to, I would do Chase Brown. Let's do somebody different.
Yeah, I thought about Chase too. I was like, I want two guys on the same team,
though. That's the hardest part with this. You just hope if you did do that, that whole team explodes for 40 points that week. I'm actually going to go Tetteroa and McMillan against Jacksonville. Do this Tet against Jacksonville the way to go? Does he torch Travis Hunter on the bright stage? Yeah.
And his first game.
As the first game. Let's go back. Maybe we'll do something different. Do we just say screw it and go Puka Nacua and just make it a couple games that we want to look at?
Yeah, he could. I'm still trying to figure out what that dynamic is with
him. Or do we go Jerry Jeudy potentially against Cincinnati? Let's go Jeudy. Let's go Jeudy. So we'll have Ja'Marr Chase, Drake London, Mike Evans, Trey McBride, Nico Collins, and Jerry Jeudy is our lineup.
I like that.
We'll submit that. Again, use promo code Lewis on Fast Draft. Before we get out of here, we got the Thursday games and Friday games this week. We're going to be doing recordings as well, you and I, every Thursday for the season to give them our start and sits of the week. And we're going to do player prop bets. So if you're not following Fantasy End Zone's YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcast, shoot over there because those episodes will be on those channels and also on wherever you get your podcast. But for Thursday, the season opener, Cowboys, Eagles, who do you have?
Winning the game. Eagles.
Winning the game.
But have you looked at the prop bets for this one? They're interesting.
I have a little bit.
Like, it's hard for me not to believe, like, CD's at last I looked was like 73.5 yards. And I'm like, when am I ever going to get CD below 73.5 yards?
In a passing game like this. Yeah.
And then AJ Brown's only at 72.5. And I'm like, if Dallas is passing, I'm going to assume Philly is going to pass back.
I mean, if you look at Barkley's numbers, 96.5. I think that's an under maybe this week.
Yeah, I think they're going to go off a little bit and take away some of his carries just to keep him fresh.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I feel like they're not going to always give him 100 yards.
I think Hurts is like 215 yards passing. Well,
213.
If I think going over 72, like I would assume Hurts is going over 215.
213.5. That's who I have as one of my guys for the four-leg parlay that we could do.
And yeah, so the one I'm putting a bullet on is Javonte
Williams. Javonte.
It's like 36.5. I'm like, he's the starting running back.
39.5.
Can he get like 30 under 40 yards as a starting running back? It seems
against this defense, absolutely. I think Jalen Carter is a dominating force.
I'm like, if he gets 10 or 12 carries and breaks one of them from like 8 or 9 yards, I'm like, I don't know how he doesn't get 40 yards.
So you're saying CeeDee Lamb and Jalen Hurts for more than?
Oh, those two for sure.
And then A.J. Brown you're wanting as well?
I think A.J. too. Like, hey, if I think A.J. is going off for more than 73, 75 yards, I don't know how Hurts doesn't hit 215.
So those are three that we got in that game.
I mean, Dak's at like 245?
244.5. You want to go him as well in that game?
I'm assuming they're passing him from behind.
All right, let's put that in there. We're going to do a $10 bet. Yeah. It'll be $57 if we won that. Who do you have winning the game, though?
I have Philly just winning it.
I don't think there's any problem with that.
The point spread, I'm not too sure about. It's kind of on that cusp where
I didn't look at the player or the betting odds on that. unfortunately, Wisconsin, get with it so we can do more sports betting here. But also, these are bet at your own risk. These are not financial advice.
No.
So I have Eagles as well. We're going to keep track, you and I, throughout the season. Whoever loses by the end of the season owes the other one like a steak dinner. We could do something along those lines. I mean, we'll go that route, but we'll keep track of who wins, who loses. For Friday's game, Chiefs versus the Chargers, who do you got?
I'm sticking with the Chiefs.
All right.
How do you go against Chief Magic?
I totally agree. I think you and I are same. So we both have the Eagles and the Chiefs winning Thursday and Friday. Did you want to do another parlay on this game? Or
there's some interesting parlay bets on that one too for players. I'm like, okay.
Kind of like the Pacheco over 49.5 points.
I saw that too, like 50 yards.
I think I like that one.
Or even though Marion's right about there too.
Marion Hampton, 46.5. We could always do more for him as well.
I think also I was looking at Keenan Allen, like 3.5 receptions.
Is that what you had?
It's like 36 yards, 3.5 receptions. Like that.
Yeah, 3.5 receptions. And I think they're going to. Okay, we can put that one.
I mean, or even Worthy's isn't bad considering
Rice. Worthy, I have 59.5. I have more. So yeah,
I don't think it's adjusted to Rice being out yet.
Totally. No, that's why I want, you know, quick get in these and do them.
I was thinking about doing that tonight because if I wait till Wednesday night, it's going to adjust.
Yes, absolutely. So let's do our four picks for this game. Isaiah Pacheco, more than.
Yeah.
Hampton, more than.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen, you want to do more than 3.5 catches?
I mean, who else is he going to throw to other than Ladd?
Ladd and Mari Hampton. I don't know much reports on Trey Harris. I don't know either.
That's kind of.
Quentin Johnston, I do believe, is hurt currently. So, yeah, you know what? Let's just go more than. Catches. And then Xavier Worthy, more than 59.5.
Oh, yeah.
So that $10 bet would be over $93 for us.
I don't think that's a bad bet at all.
These are not financial advice or anything like that. We're just doing it for fun because we are Lewis's and we love to bet.
Yeah.
And with that though, that is a wrap of today's episode of Fantasy End Zone. If you're watching on the Player Profiler Now Plus channel on the YouTube, be sure you follow the Fantasy End Zone YouTube page. Also, check out Fantasy End Zone wherever you get your podcast. Give it a thumbs up. Give us a review. We'll be happy about it. It helps us grow the channel. Again, we have Friday's episodes coming out. We record on Thursday, but we'll give you our start sits of the week for each week. We'll do our player prop bets as well. And we hope you tune in to those shows that will be only on those on that channel. But if you enjoyed today's show, be sure to follow, like, subscribe, follow myself on Twitter. We got to get Bill a Twitter, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe. He gets in too many social media over here. But Louis Lewis 5, LEWYLEWIS, and the number 5. Who are you most excited to watch this week? Weekend, I guess. Well, I guess we could figure out on.
It's got to be our Packers.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think 100 yards for Matthew Golden this week and 100 yards for Josh Jacobs. But nonetheless, tune in to Fantasy End Zone on Friday and we'll keep you posted. Till then, stay fantasy. Peace.
From the Podfather to you, I deeply appreciate you tuning in. And many ask, what can I do? What can I do to help support the hosts, the research they do, the production costs? Go to playerprofiler.com, Dynasty Deluxe, World Famous Draft Kit, Rankings, DFS Dominator, and of course, Data Analysis. Subscribe to any one of those, and you support all of us and take Player Profiler to the moon.